something that has been really difficult for me to come to the conclusion and come to terms with is that, like, your best quote unquote shifts over time based off of where you're at.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
How are you? How are you?
How am I?
Yes.
I think I could be better. I'll say it. I think I'm not necessarily doing my 100% right now.
Okay.
How are you?
Chilling.
That's good.
Chilling. Yeah. Good. As you all, you know, may realize, Milan is not with us for this episode, but
she had a meeting.
Yeah. Big girl things, but she'll be back with us next time. All right. So what are we talking about
today? We're talking about the concept of personal growth. And I wanted to talk about this because I've had a lot of changes in my life recently. And they've been bad. Like, I would say that I've been having a pretty bad time with life at the moment. I don't really want to get into it right now. Maybe like another day. I'm just not really in the mood to talk about all of it. But I would say that I'm not doing very well. And I don't really know how to come back from it. And I think in the past, when I've not been doing well, I just kind of let my life happen and see what occurs. But for some reason, at this point in my life, I'm feeling very inclined to make a lot of sudden drastic changes to my life to potentially see an increase in my quality of life. Because I feel like I've kind of let myself get to a point where I'm not happy with who I am as a person. And I'm not happy with the way I feel about myself. And I want to change it. I just don't know how. And I don't know when I'm supposed to know I'm a better person. Like, I don't know if I just wake up one day and think about my life and think, oh yeah, I'm better than I was yesterday. Or if there's going to be this one day when I'm magically doing everything I ever wanted and then I'm gonna know. Like, I was just curious about dissecting the topic of personal growth and maybe not even coming to a conclusion about it, because I don't have an answer, because I'm obviously curious and unsure, but I just wanted to talk about it because it's been on my mind a lot lately, and I like hearing other people's opinions about things. So
yeah. I think the topic of personal growth, I think it's very interesting to hear, like, kind of what you said, how other people, you know, will dissect that question, because it's different for everyone.
That's what I kind of hate.
Yeah. There is no like formula for personal growth, which is difficult because you have to literally just like sit with yourself, figure yourself out, and like just learn. And that is tough because it's kind of like, okay, why? Like, why can't I just figure this out? But yeah, I don't know.
I think, like, so whenever I think of people who have done personal growth, I think my favorite example is this YouTuber I used to watch when I was younger. Her name is Mia Sayoko. And she,
oh my god,
she used to go by Mama Mia Makeup on YouTube. And she was like really good friends with the Pretty Basic girls, like Alicia Marie and Remy. And she was just really into that YouTube culture. And I used to watch her when I was younger. And then I don't know why, like the other day I was just thinking about her. I was like, oh, I wonder what Mia's doing. So I looked her up on YouTube and she's like slaying. Like, she's absolutely slaying. Yeah. And I watched one of her like most recent YouTube videos, and she was talking about like how she's completely revamped her life and she sees like this substantial positive impact in who she is. Like she has this whole morning routine and she works out and she eats healthy and she's in this like lovely relationship, and like things just seem to be going very good for her, and I'm very happy for her. Like she has all these amazing tattoos and she feels like she can express herself as to what she, you know, wanted to express herself as. She started like an OnlyFans. She's kind of breaking out of like her childhood persona and being who she always wanted to be. Mm-hmm. And the majority of me is like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy for her, because I watched her so much when I was younger and it's lovely seeing her be this person. But also like a large part of me is jealous of her, because right now I'm at a point where I'm not happy with who I am. I'm not happy with my relationships. I'm really lonely. I don't like what I'm doing necessarily. I feel very behind in school, in life, just in general. And I cannot seem to muster up the energy to do anything about it. And I just see successful people or people who have gone on these amazing self-growth journeys. And I'm like, why can't I muster up the energy to do this? Like, why can't I suddenly wake up and time block my day, work out, eat healthy, do all my work? Like, why do I just want to lay in bed all day? Why do I want to just watch TV all day? Like, it's just, I feel like a lot of personal growth, like people that have demonstrated personal growth online always show you the final destination, and there's never any of what's happening in the middle. And like right now I'm like right in the thick of it, and I don't know what I should be doing, because I just see all these successful quote unquote happy personal growthy people, and I just feel like I'm really behind and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, no, I think growing in general, growing is painful. And like you hear that growing up, you know, like, oh, like growing pains. I figured out why it's called that, because
it hurts, man. It really does.
It hurts. I mean, it's kind of like you have on these kind of rose colored glasses, right, throughout life. And then you start to realize that, like, wait a minute. Like, there are some things about this world that is like, whoa. Like, wait, like I'm starting to realize some things, right? You may start to realize some things about people. You may start to realize things like just in general, and it can be painful, because it's just kind of like, what do I do now? Like, I remember over COVID, I was watching a lot of documentaries every day, and I grew in the fact of like my knowledge, but knowing so much, it sucks. I was like, whoa.
Like, sometimes I wish I knew nothing. Like, sometimes I wish that I just walked around in this,
oh my,
like happy ignorant days all day.
Yeah, I mean, like, actually it's just kind of like, whoa, like the more and more information that you begin to learn, it's just kind of like you can start to feel stuck and start to feel like I just don't even know where to go from here, right? But I think, because last year was a huge growing year for me, it was a very hard year, but I think it was so crucial for me, because it showed me so many things. And yeah, in the thick of it, I was just like, okay, like I get the lesson. Like, can we move on?
Literally.
But I think now, like looking back at it, I'm just kind of like, if I didn't have that hectic of a year, I wouldn't be, number one, the person that I am today. But there are certain things that now I like really pay attention to, or I'm really attentive with how I treat, you know, not only other people, but how I treat our environment. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's one of those things where like, it's hard, and it really requires you to sit with yourself, which can be scary, because
it's lonely.
No one
ever told me how lonely it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, I didn't mean the word scary. I meant like, you know, it's just kind of like, you have to confront yourself I remember I saw something where it was like, I forget the social experiment, but people were asked to sit in a quiet room and sit with their own thoughts, or sit in a room where it was like really loud or something. And a majority of people went to the loud room, right? Because, you know, like facing yourself and facing like, okay, this is an insecurity. Like, okay, I do need to grow here. Facing that is tough, but it's required.
Yeah.
You know, and in order for you to get over that obstacle. But yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things where like everyone has to go through it, and it is, yeah, like it is lonely. But I just feel that like it's gonna be a point in time where you look back and you're just like, wow, like I learned so many lessons during that yeah. time that has shaped me who I am today.
I think like in the last few weeks, the fabric of my life has changed a lot, to the point where like some mornings I just wake up and I'm like, God, I just wish I could go back to like, I don't know, November of last year or like May of this year. Like, I just wish I could place my life back into that context and not have to think about anything else.
Right.
And then other days I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, I need to get out of here. Like, I hate Georgia Tech. I hate the city of Atlanta. I'm lonely. I need to transfer. So then I spend all day like researching schools and researching where I can go. And then Caitlin, actually, she was the one that told me this. I don't necessarily know if I believe her all the way yet because I'm still learning, but she's like, I think that sometimes the universe or whoever or whatever just kind of like throws a bunch of stuff at you all at once to just kind of like force a change in your life. Like, I feel like a couple of weeks ago, I was at a point where I was not happy with my circumstances, but I was comfortable in them. So I was okay with letting them continue being what they were. And then all of a sudden, my circumstances changed for me, like without my permission, basically. And I was like forced into reconciling these things with myself, which I'm still currently doing. And she was saying that like in periods of change, you have to confront yourself and you can't run away from it, because once you get to your final destination, you're just going to find more problems that require fixing.
Yeah.
And then you're just going to run away again. Like, you have to reconcile with yourself during a period of change before you can move on to the next thing. And that's just been something really difficult for me to think about, because right now I'm just really dissatisfied with a lot of my life. I don't like many things, which is, I think, a flaw of mine. I'm very pessimistic, so it's very difficult for me to see when things are good or when things are getting better. For me, like, if I'm having a bad day, it's like the worst day of my life. But if I'm having a good day, it's the best day of my life. Like, I have a very hard time seeing gray. Like, I'm very black and white. And that's something I'm working on, like, in therapy. But it's just so difficult to want to have the energy to like wake up and go to class and have a structure in my day when it just feels like I'm so unhappy with everything that's occurring in my life. Like, I sometimes just don't know how to find the energy to personally grow. And I don't really know what that looks like. Do I have to start a new hobby? Yeah. Do I have to start scheduling my days? Do I have to implement something new into my routine? Do I have to start waking up early? Like what? I don't know what I need to do. And I feel like I need to follow this formula that people talk about. But like you mentioned before, Kennedy, it's so subjective to an individual that like, I can't just follow what Mia did, you know, to change her life, because that's Mia's life. It's not mine. I don't want to live Mia's life, even though it's like, I want to live my life. But it's just like, where do I even start? And I feel like the longer I just sit here and rot, I'm just kind of staying the same, but I don't know. Like, it's just, am I growing? Mm-hmm. Am I? It's just a lot of introspection that's very difficult to have an answer to, which bothers me because I like having answers to everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's an interesting point that Caitlin made. And like, I think, wait, so Caitlin is saying that.
She's saying that like, I can't run away from my problems. Like I need to resolve them with myself before I make any decisions.
Basically. Yeah, I 100% agree with that. Like, I think like me, for example, I thought that, because I'm from Georgia, I thought that moving across the country and going to school across the country, that I was gonna be a new girl. Like it was gonna be great, you know, perfect, whatever. And I put so much energy into when I'm there, it's not gonna be like this. It's not gonna be like, okay. And then I got there, and I mean, toughest year, right? And it kind of made me realize that is true, of like, it doesn't matter where you go, it truly doesn't matter. Because I kind of felt like, you know, it can feel like you're chasing happiness at times, right? Where it's just kind of like, okay, no, but like, if I go there, I'll be fine. And then you get there, and then you're not. And then it's just kind of like, oh, like,
and then I'm like, is there something wrong with me?
Exactly.
Like, it's like, what am I doing wrong? But the thing that I'm doing wrong is that I'm not reconciling anything with myself. I'm just trying to run away from how I'm feeling.
Right. And then, but it's not fixing it. Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think that for me, because I think I have done a lot of personal growth this summer and, you know, continuing on to now, I think that stepping back, like taking a step back from pretty much everything, take a step back, realize, and like realizing like what is good for me and what is not, what is positive in my life, what and what is filling my bucket versus what is draining my bucket. I think having that realization was very eye-opening for me, because it was just kind of like, oh, like I may be in a habit of, you know, like doing something every day that I think is filling my bucket, but in reality is draining me.
Exactly. Yeah. So like, I look back on my situation, I look back on my life like last month. Yeah. And sometimes I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, like I wish I was just in last month and I could fix everything in my life so nothing bad would happen in September. But yeah. Then I think about it and I'm like, do I really want to be who I was in August? Like, I was not happy with myself. I was just pursuing ideas and relationships that were not filling my bucket, but I thought they were at the time. Yeah. And now that I'm away from it, I'm like, okay, now I actually have a clean slate to figure out what I want to do with myself, which is kind of exciting in a sense. Like it's exciting, but also like something I didn't realize was that was so difficult, especially in college, is just alone time.
Oh my gosh. I was just about to talk about that.
Ah, oh my God. Alone time is so difficult because I feel like I always need to be doing something. Like, yeah. I feel like I need to be doing something, seeing someone. Like, I hate it, but you know, the app Be Real, I literally just took my Be Real for today. Yeah. Like sometimes I scroll through Be Reels and I see like my friends hanging out with people like every single day. Like sometimes I just never see someone laying in their bed watching TV, which yeah. I feel like is a very real.
Right.
Real depiction of life, but I see all of these people hanging out with their friends, always with somebody, like in a group of people, and I'm like, gosh, am I missing out on this experience? Like, yeah. I need to be outside, I need to be doing things with people. Like, I can't have a Friday night to myself. Like, I need to go out, I need to do something so I'm not just alone. But in reality, like, I think what I need the most right now is alone time.
Yeah.
And it's just so difficult to reconcile.
100%. And honestly, I think that, like, especially when you're in college, you've been told all these years, these are going to be the best 4 years of your life. Okay. Well, not for everyone. So it now that makes you think like, oh my goodness, all because I'm not going out because I don't want to. I want to stay and watch SpongeBob in my bed. But now I'm thinking like, oh wait, like these are supposed to be the best 4 years of my life is whatever. So it is this type of pressure when it comes to being alone, because it's like huge FOMO, even though I'm an introverted person, but I still get, I still get FOMO, where I'm just like,
oh, massive FOMO. And I'm an introverted person too.
Yeah. And like, I, and like some things I know good and well, I wouldn't even enjoy if I was there. I know that. I know that I would enjoy being home so much more than I would wherever it is, but it's still a feeling. And I don't know. So I really think that like kind of forcing yourself to like, to sit with yourself and to be real, but like to genuinely be real and just dissect every encounter in your life and figure out if that's filling your bucket. And if it's not, I feel like that helped me so, so much. Because I don't know, like you just start to figure things out where it's like, oh, I thought that was good, but like, yeah. Oh, it's not.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I think that was a major thing for me. And also I think that once I made that realization, and you make a realization, and then it honestly may make you feel more lonely, because now it's like, oh, like, okay, now I'm left with only these things. But that's when I started to get involved with things. And that thing for me was yoga, right? And I was just kind of like, I really want to have this like healing, like process where I kind of figure myself out. And that has really helped me, because once you have extracted those things that empty, that are draining to you, and you only have a couple things left now, when you are now participating in things that actually fill you up, you realize that the people there are also very similar to you. Like they also are like trying to grow and be intentional with the interactions that they're having in their life, and being intentional with who they let into their life, you know? So
I don't know. I think it doesn't get talked about enough, that change and just like going through periods of change in your life are a very isolating time.
Yeah.
Like I did not realize that this period of change I'm going through would leave me so, not friendless, but very lonely. Yeah. Like I did not know that like I would actively lose people in my life while I was trying to change. Like I thought that I would be able to maintain all of my relationships and everything would be fine, and like yada yada, I'd become a better person, I'd still have all these friends in my life, and everyone would celebrate me for becoming a better person. Yay. But that's like not how it's been at all. Like it's been a very trying couple of weeks, and I honestly think that like I've made a little bit of growth. I think like I'm obviously not as sad or depressed or lonely as I was a couple weeks ago, but I'm still not at a place where I feel like I've actually made a good change in my life. Like I'm still at a point where I'm grieving the loss of my old life and coming to terms with the fact that I need to get back into my life. Because I think for the last couple of weeks, I've been living in like this weird almost purgatory of like just lay bed, get up, eat, lay bed again, get up, eat, hang out with a couple people, yeah, lay bed, get up, eat. Like I haven't done much, and I'm getting to the point where like I'm behind on assignments, I don't know what I'm doing. Like I've just kind of let life take me for the last couple of weeks and see what happens. And now I'm kind of in the spot again where I'm like ready to get back in control of myself and in control of my life. And it's a lot of work and it's a very solo process. Like I think my parents have been my strongest supporters throughout all of this. Like my parents and Caitlin and my roommate Karina have really been there for me the last couple of weeks. That's kind of it. Like that's kind of it. Like my mom is the one that calls me every morning being like, hey, how are you today? Are you getting out of bed? And my dad is the one calling me being like, hey, did you do this homework that you said you were going to today? Like if I didn't have them, I would literally just be laying in my bed all day, which is not a good thing. But like, I'm trying to get to the point where like, I'm the one pushing these things for myself. It's just so slow. Yeah. And I'm a very impatient person. Like I like things happening overnight. Like I like action items. I like having a list of things that I need to do. But like at this point in my life, like having that list is so daunting. Like I'm so scared of putting in the energy to do all of these things because I'm just, it's like a dichotomy. It's like, I want to change my life, but I also am very scared of the energy it requires. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, like it's such a valid point, because even like those are four people that you just said, but you'll start to realize that like it goes back to that saying where it's like, yeah, you can have 1,000 people around you, but do you have those four people at the end of the day that are there for you? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It kind of just makes you realize that like, I don't need all of that. Like, I don't need all of this extra stuff. Yeah. It's kind of like, oh, wait, like, okay, I have this. Like, I do have a support group, which is good, because not everyone has one.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it's valid what you're saying, because it's just kind of like, you want to be able to tell yourself to like, do this, do this, do that. But then it's just kind of like, you know.
And I know energy comes with time. Energy comes with healing. But right now, when you're like very broken down, it's very difficult to like even come up with any energy. So right now I'm just trying to like reward myself for doing stupid little things, which is good. But this is the first time in my life where I've genuinely not had like a billion people around me. Like I've always had acquaintances. I've always had just like tangential friends in my life. Like I've always had just people surrounding me and like feeding me and making me feel like a better person than I was. And I think that like right now, arguably, I'm at the loneliest I've ever been, even though there are still a lot of people in my life. I feel like this is, again, the universe or something just telling me that like, it's my life that I have to live myself, not the life that I have to live with other people in it.
Yeah.
Which is very scary. It's very scary.
100%. And I think that through my growing process, I came to this realization, and it has like, it's just made me think about things differently. And I've talked about this before, but there are going to be transitional things in life. And sometimes that may be a friend. It may be a friendship, like relationships. It can be transitional, but at the end of the day, I had to come to the realization that like, that's fine. Like people may come into your life to teach you a lesson. And then once the lesson's learned, then
they're not there anymore.
Right. They're not there anymore. Right. And instead of being hurt and being like, but did I do something? Or like, why don't we talk anymore? Or whatever it may be. It's just kind of like, I started realizing that it's okay to have transitional relationships. Like you don't have to be lifelong besties.
Yeah.
You know, like to every person that you meet. But for me, I was so like in the past, I was just kind of like, no, like I want to be intentional with who I'm letting into my life. So I much rather have a couple friends than a lot of friends. But then I kind of realized that thinking kind of hindered me from being able to just have classmates, being able to just have acquaintances, right? We don't have to be besties. We don't. But I just realized that like I learn so much from other people, and I get taught lessons from other people. Lessons may be good, maybe bad, but it's a lesson. And just being okay with people are going to be coming in and out of your life as you grow, I think that's definitely like helped me not get hurt with like, is there something I did wrong?
Yeah, I think like both of us blame ourselves when something goes wrong in our life. And like, I know that I do. I know that like when someone's upset with me, like the first thing that I think of is, oh God, what did I do?
Right.
Like, what did I do wrong?
Right.
And instead of thinking about, well, what is wrong in the situation? I can't, it's so hard to think about a situation only when you're so focused on like your own misgivings and your own flaws. And like, I feel like because of where I've been at the last couple of weeks, I haven't been the best friend to a lot of people, and I haven't been the best person that I think I can be the last couple of months. And I acknowledge that. And like, I acknowledge that I've probably not been a good person to a few people for the last couple of months. But now I sit back and I'm like, okay, that's who I was then. And that's not how I'm trying to be now. I need to like forgive myself for that.
Yep.
And just move in a direction that I want to be in now. Like, I really want to stop being so pessimistic with things. I just feel like, I don't want people to think of me as like a hater or just like someone that dislikes everything, even though sometimes that is the truth. I am a hater and I dislike things. Like, I love a lot of things about life. And I even have a very difficult time seeing that because I've internalized this character that I feel like I have to be in front of other people. And it's not who I want to be. And it's not how I want to portray myself to others. And I felt like I was doing a really good job at authenticity last year. And I don't know, somewhere along that road, I just kind of built up again this persona. And I'm tired again. Like, I don't want to do that anymore. I just want to be who I am in the moment. And whoever accepts me for that, they will. And whoever doesn't, just doesn't. And it's not my fault if they don't.
Yeah, 100%.
I was just going to say, like, it's so hard to get to the point in which you believe that statement. Like, I know that, like, I think that statement a lot, like, oh, it doesn't matter what other people think of you. As long as you're happy and you're living your life and you're satisfied, it does not matter what other people think of you. Like, I have that, I'm holding that, but I don't necessarily believe it yet. And I think it's going to take a long time before I actually do believe it. And I don't know, one day maybe I'll wake up and realize that I do believe it.
Yeah.
But right now, it's still a festering idea in my mind, I guess.
I also want to touch on something else, and it's kind of like my mindset and how that like really helped me in my growing process. So I think like the two biggest things that has helped me so much and that I constantly think is, number one, it's just not that deep. Like, Kennedy, it is not that deep. So like an example, I don't know if this episode is coming out before or after, but I told a story about something that happened in yoga, right? Long story short, I volunteered to teach my entire class yoga, didn't do well. I was like, oh my gosh, like I bombed it. And I was like so defeated. I could feel myself get like so embarrassed, like so defeated. So like, this just isn't for you, you know, just like ripping myself apart. And then I was like, Kennedy, it is not that deep. Like, they are not obsessing over how you did, like how you're obsessing over it and not being able to go to sleep. They don't care. Like, literally everyone is there because they're trying just as much as I am. Right. So I think realizing that like there were so many small things that I would get like worked up over. And I just thought that in the grand scheme of life, it doesn't matter. That number one, you know, helps, but also the second thing, and this more so helps when it comes to school, because I have a whole different mindset about school now.
Oh, me too. Oh my gosh. My mindset about school since high school, I think, has done like a complete 180.
Oh, mine has changed. But this year, because I came from such a good, healthy summer where I was like, I will not revert back. I am not doing that again. And I think the biggest thing that I always tell myself is that I tried my best and the best is all I could do. And like, I had a test a couple of days ago and, you know, very scared to get the scores back. But instead of crying about it, instead of like what I would normally do, because I would normally be freaking out of like, wow, it's October and we don't have that many tests and you don't feel good. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
instead of doing that, I was just like, Kennedy, you tried your best. Like, you did your absolute best while remaining sane, without staying up at 5 a.m., without you know, just breaking
overworking yourself, breaking down. Exactly.
Like, I did my best while maintaining a healthy balance. And, you know, sometimes it may feel like my best isn't enough, because there was a time where I stayed up until 2 a.m. to study for a test. I got a 72. And I was just like, sorry, wool. Like, no, it's not adding up. But it's just kind of like, well, no, like, I went to every single office hour and I stayed up. There's nothing more I could have done.
Like, would the outcome really have been different if you'd stayed up like 1 more hour later?
Is that
probably not?
Probably not. And at the end of the day, I know that I try my absolute hardest. So even if I get an A in that class, if I get a B, if I get a C, if I get a D, at the end of the day, I'm no longer striving. I'm no longer striving to get all A's. I'm no longer striving to get all B's, all C, whatever it is.
I'm trying to get my degree and get out. Listen, that's really where I'm at right now.
Listen, I am striving to do my absolute best. Whatever that is what it is. But I'm no longer saying like, oh, I just want to, like, I just need an A. I just need this. No, I'm just going to do my best. And that's all I can do.
Something that's been really hard for me to reconcile is, I think I've said that literally so many times this episode, something that's been really hard for me to reconcile.
Really?
But I don't know. I just feel like I've been stating that sentiment a lot. But again, something that has been really difficult for me to come to the conclusion and come to terms with is that, like, your best, quote unquote, shifts over time based off of where you're at.
100%.
Like, right now, I'm doing really bad. I'll say it. Like, some days I wake up and I literally cannot get myself out of bed. Like, I need to call my mom and talk to her to get me out of bed. Some days I, like, cannot exist in public without, like, crying for no reason. Well, I mean, there's probably reasons, but in the moment it feels like I'm just overwhelmed and crying for no reason. Mm. So it's like, right now, like, me not studying for things, me laying in bed, my best right now is going to class and, like, doing the homework that is due and trying not to fail. Like, just my best right now is passing.
Yeah.
And I know that at some point in the future, my best can be acing everything, studying hard, like, working towards these goals, being very involved in things that I'm doing. Like, I know that that is a best that I can accomplish, but right now that's not in the cards for me. But I know that I need to put in a lot of effort to personally get to a point where my best, you know, the bar keeps increasing. But I think like, everyone needs to just have a little bit of grace with themselves and realize that when they're in a position where they genuinely cannot do more than, like, get out of bed, getting out of bed is your best. Like, as long as you are happy with what you're doing and you're able to continue moving on and living your life, I think that's more than enough, especially when you're in, like, a rock bottom position. And while saying that, something that I'm really afraid of is complacency. Like, I'm afraid of saying that, well, I'm passing right now, so I'm good. Like, I'm just afraid that I'm going to get into this rut where I'm just okay with the results of my life and don't really have the energy to put forth anymore to make it better. You know, like, I'm just worried that I'm going to be stuck in this cycle forever. But I think that fear is good because I'm actively trying to get out of it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I'm worried about it.
Yeah. I mean, and that's just fear. You know what I'm saying? It's just a constant, like, there is going to be fear about something. It can be a fear of how I'm going to pay rent next week. It can be a fear of, I'm scared to take my nail polish off. It doesn't matter what it is. There's going to be a fear of something in life, but that fear, you can kind of turn that fear into something that, like, inspires you. But I don't know. I mean, I think that, like, what you said with realizing that your best is not stagnant, it's going to change. That's not even something that I completely thought about, but it's so true, because, like, sometimes are better than others. But I think realizing, or not being so hard on yourself, you're already going to start growing. because yeah. it's just kind of like, you're not constantly like beating yourself up. And like, instead of being like, why'd you do that? Why'd you whatever? It's just kind of like, okay, at least I tried. And now yeah. I'm on.
Like right? The thing I'm beating myself up over right now is that I haven't studied for a singular math quiz that I've had in my entire math course.
Yeah.
Because I've been really depressed and it's been really difficult for me to like put in effort into that. And I keep like passing, like I'm getting like 80s, 90s, like, and that's like good enough for me, you know? But I had an exam yesterday and I genuinely had no idea how to do like anything on it. Yeah. I was like,
yeah,
those are the consequences of my actions, you know? Like, I didn't know how to do it. I couldn't, you know, expect to coast the entire time. And I think that like in that moment, I was like, okay, Amara, you were okay with that before, but you're not okay with that now, which means yeah. that you're like taking a step in the right direction.
Exactly.
And I've been beating myself up about like, I haven't done my laundry in a really long time, but I like kind of have to do it today. And I keep beating myself up over it. Like, oh my gosh, Amara, like you haven't done your laundry in so long. Like your room's a mess. Like, blah. But now I'm trying to frame it as, oh my gosh, Amara, you have to do your laundry so you can like freshen up your room and have a good start to next week. Exactly. Like I'm just trying to like frame the arguably shitty, well, I don't think I can say that, arguably crappy things, arguably shitty things in my life yeah. right now into something less bad. Because when I see things as less bad or like, oh, you're doing better today, like it gives yeah. me more motivation to actually get to a point that I'm happy with. And once I'm happy, I'm satisfied, and something makes me unsatisfied, I know that like I'm moving in an upward direction, which is good.
Yeah. And like literally having that mindset, it makes you do so much better than you would beating yourself up, because there's nothing you can get out of beating yourself up except for just
more self-loathing.
Exactly. Versus mm-hmm. okay, it's like, oh, okay, reality check, all right, let me fix this now.
Yeah.
But then it's kind of like, okay, well, at least I'm trying, like I'm actively, you know, like, listen, I realized that this happened and now I'm ready to make a change with that. And I think that in itself is a lot of growth. And number one, how you're talking to yourself, and number two, making an action plan. But yeah, is there anything more you would like to add?
No, I'm happy I was able to just kind of like talk about all of my ideas around this, because
yeah.
I still don't think I've come to any conclusions, really. I don't think there really is one. I've been grappling with a lot of thoughts for a long time, and it's been really nice getting them out, because it feels like I'm kind of like relieving myself of some burden, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah,
well, I don't know, I think that it's one of those things where you can go around and ask everyone and not one person will have the same answer, which is so intriguing to me, you know? So with that said, what do y'all think about this? I want to hear. Yes, that's directed towards the listeners, because I don't know, like personal growth, I don't think it's an ending thing, if that makes sense. I think it's something that as you start to grow, the ultimate growth point is also going to move. Like, yeah. you know what I'm saying? It's not something that you're going to reach that point, because that's what makes you grow continuously throughout your life.
Yeah. Something Caitlin told me is that like, cause I was having a really bad week this week. Like I was just doing really bad. And I told her, I was like, Caitlin, I think I'm regressing. She was like, you're not regressing, because you're not where you were
exactly
2 weeks ago.
Exactly.
Sure. Things might be bad now. However, you are still arguably at a much higher point than you were
yep.
2 weeks ago. You're just feeling different.
Yeah.
Like there's no going backwards. There's always going forwards, just in a wavering path. She was telling me, she was like, Amara, you're experiencing this period of rock bottom right now, but arguably I think this is much, much better than the rock bottom that you experienced last year.
Yeah.
Or the rock bottom that you were experiencing when you were bullied in seventh grade. Like, you know, like it's just,
yeah.
she was like, you've grown so much just by living that even though you're experiencing a really bad rock bottom right now, it's still better than where you were at like a year ago. So
100%. Yeah, very true.
It's all contextual. And you need to have people in your life to tell you when you're not doing well, because you can go a very long time just acting a certain way and not really knowing that you need to change until someone like kind of wakes you up and is like, hey, you need to fix what's happening.
Yeah. Reality check moment.
Yeah.
Well, I think that wraps up our episode. Yeah. That was kind of a therapy session. I enjoyed that.
That was good.
I know. I enjoyed it.
I for sure rambled, but like it was rambling that I needed to do. Like I needed
to ramble. Wow, I feel so fresh.
I know. Me too. I'm going to do my laundry now.
Perfect. All right, you all. Well, that is it for this episode. Thanks for listening. You're awesome.
Goodbye. Bye.